USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's a reversal of decades of U.S. policy as President Trump recognized Israel's control over the Golan Heights on Thursday. President Trump tweeted, "After 52 years, it's time for the United States to fully recognize Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights." He announced the shift of U.S. policy just 5 days before Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu comes for a White House visit. In Jerusalem, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
President Trump made the decision to recognize that hard-fought real estate, that important place, is proper to be a sovereign part of the state of Israel.
The UK has more time to come to an agreement concerning its withdrawal from the European Union. Brexit was scheduled to happen next week, but the EU has agreed to postpone that until May 22nd. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
It's been 1 week since a gunman killed 50 worshippers at a pair of mosques in New Zealand. The country remembered the victims with 2 minutes of silence following the Muslim call to prayer.
We are broken-hearted, but we are not broken. We are alive. We are determined to not let anyone divide us.
The memorial came a day after New Zealand moved to ban automatic assault weapons. Immigration authorities say the man accused of killing a Washington State Sheriff's deputy was in the U.S. illegally. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement says the 29-year-old suspect entered the country on a temporary agricultural visa in 2014, and there's no record of him ever leaving the U.S. after that. The sheriff's deputy, Ryan Thompson, was killed, and a nearby police officer wounded in the shootout with the suspect, who later died at a hospital.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Some Good Samaritans from Texas are helping flood victims in Nebraska. KMTV reporter Alex McClune.
So we actually drove up from Austin, Texas yesterday to come and help out.
7 Slot Response looks ready to tackle any kind of disaster, like the recent floods, thanks to their love of Jeeps.
And as a disaster response charity, we want to be able to help people not just in Texas, but all over the country.
Nebraska is their farthest mission to date. They first joined forces after tackling Hurricane Harvey. Jason Glass is the CEO.
And as you can tell, we build Jeeps that are capable of handling high water, climbing over logs, going through debris, and helping people either get rescued or taking them supplies.
Their first day of aid starts with picking up water and food from a donation center in Bellevue and taking it to Ashland, right on the Platte River.
My house didn't get wet, so okay. These people need your help more than I do.
Jason Davis is from Bellevue. He helped bring the Texans to their first stop at a family friend's house.
So she's got some immediate needs with getting debris, several dogs and family staying with her because their homes were lost.
So it's right to work, raising the fence, clearing debris, and picking up the pieces of a backyard.
So this is the only person I know directly, but I was going through the community the last few days. It's been continuous.
And 7 Slot knows their work is only just beginning. In Ashland, Alex McClune, 3 News Now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.